And the bird said nevermore.
You're listening to the Call Podcast with Brandon and Josh.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome, Ravens Nation worldwide. It is game day on The Call. Thank you for listening to us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, Player.fm, and Overcast. Joining me, as always, my buddy Josh. He's getting ready for the Ravens versus the Rams. Josh, what's going on, man?
You're up bright and early with me today, man.
Bright and early. You know what? I like my sleep, but still, here we are. We are going to talk about the Ravens and the Rams. So we talked about a little bit. Rams QB. It's a backup guy. What do we do? What do we do to shut down this guy? And what do you know about him? Is this guy a passer, or is he setting up the run?
Passer, setting up the run. Before we get to that, wasn't Case Keenum a villain on Scooby-Doo back in the day?
On Scooby-Doo? Man, you're dating me there. I'm not sure.
I think so. I think it was like one of the guys that were monsters. I don't know. I just had that feeling. I have to look back. But that name always rang with me for some reason. Case Keenum. I like that name. But anyway, we gotta stop Mr. Keenum from throwing all over our offense, or our defense today, I should say, because their offense is potent. I mean, they got Brian Quick. They got Kenny Britt. And their newest addition, Wes Welker. We already know what he can do. And again, it's not Tom Brady throwing to him. It's Case Keenum, but Wes Welker's still going to do damage. We got to stop these guys. We got to key on who we got to key on and do your jobs. I mean, we just got to play better. I mean, we say it week in and week out, and it sounds like a broken drum. It sounds pathetic to root these guys and go, okay, we got to play better. And what I'm interested to see is a crowd factor. I didn't mention this in our shows, but I wanted to wait till game day. But I'm interested to see what today is like. But I was kind of disappointed with the Jacksonville game, man.
Why is that?
Well, because they did announce the crowd, and it was 70,000 strong as usual. The crowd more or less thinned in the fourth quarter, because I don't know if they showed on TV, but in the stands, it was more thin than the Chargers game, which I was surprised. But I sat in a different section. I'll be in my normal section today, but the section I was in, they weren't really rowdy. Other than, and do you remember the guy that Joe Flacco was snickering about, the guy that took his shirt off when he was doing the Ravens Ravens thing?
Right.
On Jumbotron. He actually was closer to me because I had different seats, and I sat like two sections from the guy.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, he was in my corner, but like, did get behind the team. I mean, in the fourth quarter, the tie turned where the fans were trying to get behind the team, especially when we had the lead and they can sense that we could win the game. But it wasn't loud. Like, I mean, I had a cracky voice, but for one of the first times, like, I didn't really lose my voice like I did the Chargers game. Like, I felt like the crowd was more quiet, more subdued. And I don't know if it had to do with the fact that the attacks happened. It was just that weekend. I didn't know if it was the Jaguars and it was our opponent. But the stadium wasn't really loud. They showed the decibels a few times, and it was like 111, 112, 113. Whereas the Chargers game, it was like 120, 121. So, and I don't know if it had to do with Ray being on the Jumbotron. I don't know what the heck it was, but it was a little subdued, and I was a little shocked at that. But, again, I'm not shocked because you're going to get your fair weathers.
Absolutely you are. But, hey, how about we talk about this? Ed Reed, you know, Ray Lewis was on the Jumbotron at one point. Ed Reed's going to be coming back to Baltimore. I believe it's this game. He's going to be inducted into the Ring of Honor. What does that mean for this team?
What it means is people better be in their seats. But, yeah, it is this game. Ed Reed will be back. Ed Reed will be back. And I think you're going to see a more ruckus crowd because of that. And I hate to say that, but it's going to be good to see Ed Reed today. So I'm definitely going to be in my seats early and enjoy him being on the game. And I think I really hope that it turns out to be a good crowd. But the keys of the game are simple, man. We got to take care of the football. No errant throws. You got to take care of the pill, and when you take care of the pill, good things happen for our football team. So we got to take care of the football first and foremost, because those turnovers kill you. You got to convert. I mean, going back on a week ago, first down wins the game, and I know Kyle Juszczyk's been blown up this week because if he doesn't run out of bounds, that's 40 seconds off the clock, so the Jaguars probably never even get as far as even getting that weird play called, because it probably doesn't happen. But you got to be sensible. I mean, you got to know what's at stake. You have to know, be aware of the clock. These guys are just not playing with their full capacity, and it's just killing them. I mean, you want to look why you're 2-7? You got to look in the mirror. I mean, they're running out of bounds when they shouldn't be. They're throwing picks when they shouldn't be. They're fumbling the ball when they shouldn't be. They're missing tackles. They're committing penalties. They're not turning around, covering the ball when they should be. It's just fundamental football, and it's getting ridiculous. Keys to the game are simple. You have all that together. We're not looking for a perfect game. It might be bad. It might be ugly at times. It'd probably be just downright pitiful. But they will pull it out at some point. But I'm actually going to say Ravens win this one today by a score of no surprise, another one possession game. I'm again going to go with a 3-point game. I did a 3-point game last time. It was within two. I'm going to go 23-20 Ravens on this one.
I hope you're right. I really do. But last time I didn't have faith in the Ravens. The Chargers walked out of here with a loss. So I'm going to go that route again and say I don't think the Ravens are going to win this one, and I just want them to prove me wrong. That's what I'm looking for. This team is just made up of far too many rookies and far too many second stringers and practice squad guys, so it's kind of hard for me to say that they're going to win. Justin Tucker, Joe Flacco, they can't be the only ones really working to score any points here, and I want to see a Ravens win. I absolutely do, but I don't think they're going to be able to pull it off. I want to see Chris Givens kind of show off in front of his old team. That's what I really hope that he gets to do, and I hope that he's able to get a touchdown or two and show off. But I think it's going to be pretty much the same score, but with the Ravens on the losing end. So that's what I'm saying, unfortunately, but it's just kind of the way the season's going right now. So prove me wrong, Ravens. That's what I want to see. That's what
prove Brandon wrong. Prove us all wrong.
Please.
I would love to see that.
Now, before we go, Josh, I want you to take it out the way you always do, but before we go, who's the next World Heavyweight Champion? Who's going to win at Survivor Series tonight?
Oh, that's right. I can't. That's right. How can I forget that? That's great. Yeah, this is going to be a great Sunday. I'm really pumped, though. I wish it would say Randy Orton, but who's going to be the next one? Do I go with my gut or my heart here, man?
I think you got to go with your gut, because I think your heart will lie to you.
usually it does. yeah, usually. yeah, this is a good one. My gut says Roman Reigns, but I will put this disclaimer out. I don't know what the WWE is going to do tonight, because I would love nothing more than to see Brock Lesnar. I'm going to put my full – give a couple minutes here and put my full spin on it. My gut says Roman Reigns, okay? So that's on record. My heart, I would love to see Brock Lesnar take it once again, but I don't think it's going to happen on Survivor. I really think I like to see Dean Ambrose take it and put a spin on it. But what I really think might happen is Roman gets it and Sheamus cashes in.
You see, that's that. You stole it right out from under me, man. So I think it's going to come down to the last two, Roman Reigns and Dean. Versus Dean Ambrose. I think Roman Reigns is finally going to win it, and he's going to like raise his hand up with that belt, and then Sheamus is going to come in with like a brogue kick or something, cash in, and I think he's going to hold the belt at least until the Rumble. I think Sheamus walks out as champion, but
in the Rumble, I think Brock takes it to the WrestleMania.
You see, I think Brock wins the Rumble. And then he's going to be at Mania against Roman again, you know. And
that, yeah, as I remember that, because they went head to head. So that is a great thing. So yeah, it's going to be interesting, man. Survivor Series, can't wait. We're going to crown a new champion at the expense of an injury, and hopefully we can crown two, get a Ravens win, and get to go home and watch some good old wrestling entertainment.
That's right. That's right. So Josh, did we cover everything for this game day preview?
Two to max this game day. Two to max.
All right, very cool. If you want to talk to Josh or I, you can always do that. You can tweet to us. Tweet to me at Brando Cash. And Josh, where can people tweet to you at?
Brandon, they can tweet to me at ItalianGQ52.
All right, very cool. So if you guys want to check it out, BrandoCash.com is the place to go if you need any more information about the call. Also go to Facebook.com/BrandoCash. Like us over there. Go to Facebook.com/TheCallPodcast. Whenever a new show comes out, you'll be the first to know. All we need you guys to do is to tell people about the call, all right? It's game day. Wear your purple jerseys, you know, wear that Flacco jersey you got, and be proud of yourself, and let people know on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and Pinterest and Instagram and Vine and Reddit, anywhere you're social on the web. Say, I'm a Ravens fan, I listen to the call, and you should too. So that's pretty much it before the game today. Josh, get us ready, man. Take us out the way you always do.
Brandon, thank you very much. Always game day. Ladies and gentlemen, Here we go. We're welcoming number 20. We all remember the Ball Hawk. He made so many memorable plays on that field. I can't remember. From the Philadelphia pick six in the end zone, picking off Kevin Cobb. That was great. Going down the sideline, breaking tackles, to the infamous Sunday night game wearing all black against the Browns, and just took it to the house with another one in countless times, from the Miami 2 interception game in the playoffs to intercepting the ball in the Super Bowl. There's a lot of Ed Reed memories and hits and sayings, and I really can't wait to welcome him back once again and say Reed once again here in Baltimore. And maybe we'll be singing Two Tickets to Paradise once more as a send-off for him. I never forget that as long as I live at the parade. He was doing that, and what a way to send Ed Reed out as a Raven. He'll always be a Raven for life. Holds special history here, and maybe that'll spark us. It did for Ray, and I mean, I hate to say it, but our legends can't really be here for us every time. But it's really good to see him on the field, and really hope Ravens Nation gets back into it. We're 2-7. We have to hold steady. We have to hold strong. We got to start winning games at a rapid pace to even make a chance at a statement to show that we belong in the AFC discussion. Not in the playoff discussion, but at least, hey, we're there. We might be bruised, we might be battered, we might have a lot of injuries, but we're still going to put our best Raven football forward, and we need to just overcome. Instead of letting the refs dictate the game, we need to just overcome that and let our plays speak for itself, and hey, maybe if we can win by 20, the rest won't matter. Instead of having these one-possession games, maybe if we can go out and trounce an opponent, it's not going to matter. A bad call, we're not going to care about it because it's not going to affect the game. So, with that being said, welcoming Ed Reed back to Baltimore. Game day, fly high with a win today.
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by Brad Lepore and Daniel Kelly from the DBK Studio. For more information, go to BrandoCash.com.
The Call is a member of the Baltimore Sports Report Network. Find more podcasts like this at BaltimoreSportsReport.com.